Alaska is celebrating 100 years of aviation this year, and aviator Stu Ramstad is an important part of that history. He grew up in a gold mining family and became a pilot at age 14 in 1954. He says he didn't goof off in the air. He considered the plane a tool that you loaded up and used to deliver supplies. But he told APRN's Lori Townsend he did have scary times as a pilot and survived two in-flight fires.
One was in 1962. I was 22 years old. And I had planned to build a hunting and fishing lodge. And I was ferrying gas. It was in the wintertime. It was just before Christmas. And this airplane caught fire. It had a short in the battery in the back end. And that battery actually melted. It was they found drops of lead on the ice where I landed. It burned the hood off my parka, and I had on a pair of canvas mucklucks that had leather soles, and the flames were coming underneath the seat, coming up over the top, and I had 85 gallons of gas in the back, and I was up real high because it was a windy day. When I landed, I threw my shotgun out, and it was getting so hot, I just jumped out and on the ice. As soon as the skis touched, I was gone. And it kind of knocked me out a little bit. When I woke up, I looked around and the airplane was burning. Big black smoke going up. And I thought, oh, I got to get my emergency gear out of there. Of course, my snowshoes were gone. I couldn't. Anyway, I started running down the ice toward the airplane. And I kept hearing this pop, bang, you know, and all this snapping. And I thought, what in the dickens? And about that time, this piece of shrapnel come spinning across the ice. I looked, and I had a box of .243 Winchester ammunition that had been in the pouch in the back of the seat. Of course, that had melted off and gone into the fire. And those things were going off. And I saw that, I said, you know, you made it this far. It should be crazy if they found you dead as a wedge with a big piece of shrapnel between your eyes. And I turned around, and I just ran, and I let the thing burn. It burned about a two-foot hole in the ice. The wings melted off, and I found out I didn't have any mucklucks. All I had was the canvas on the top, and as soon as that leather got flames, it shrunk and it got hard and it just cracked and broke apart, and it burned some of the fabric off of my the hood of my parka. I had a down parka, an Eddie Bauer parka, and so I had a hunting knife, and I had some matches that I had in the big pockets in my parka. And about 5 days later, my friend Jack Culhane, they used to own the garbage company here in town, he found me.
So you were there for 5 days. Where were you?
I set up underneath a tree, and I had a hunting knife. And I'd cut branches off and keep a little fire going all the time. And there was gas cans in the airplane that, of course, they were empty. They had solder and they all came apart. And I took these gas cans and I made a set of mucklock bottoms. And I used the antenna wire that was strung out between the tail and the wingtips. And I dug around under the trees and I got grass and dried it out at the fire and made myself a set of mucklucks so I wouldn't freeze my feet. There was an old cabin there, but there really wasn't much. It had collapsed maybe 20 years before. And so when the roof went down, there was just a little wedge you could see in, and There wasn't any place, there wasn't any shelter or anything, but there were some old newspapers in there and some old magazines. And so I reached in there and I chipped those out of the frozen dirt and ice. And then I dried all the pages and watered them up and stuffed them down inside of my shirt and inside of my pants for insulation and that. There were some windblown places I could go get some berries, and I chewed on caribou moss, the white stuff, you know.
Stu Ramstad is a pilot. He still flies at age 73. Ramstad will be one of the pilots featured at a gathering at the Alaska Aviation Museum in Anchorage tonight. Pilots will tell stories to compete to be the boldest pilot in Alaska.